Today, we are talking about the power of your breath and how you can utilize it to change your state of being.
Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. We are exploring the mystical side of life once again today. If you enjoy our conversations, remember to subscribe, share it with a friend. Today we have previous guest, Dr. Mark Halpern with us. He is a certified heart math instructor, chiropractor, and an author. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you haven't listened to the first episode, I'll put the link in the show notes. It was all about that heart-brain coherence. Mark, how did you start tapping into that power that our breath holds?
Maybe you haven't heard of me before, but my background was I dealt with anxiety as a child and developed worse anxiety as I went into my teen years and my 20s. And so I went on what I would call my never-ending search for answers. In other words, I was looking for how I could improve anxiety, deal with stress, and cure myself, essentially. And so I was very curious, and I would go to Indigo or any bookstores and try to find books and courses on the topic. And so it was back in around 2005, I was literally just looking around the bookstore and a book caught my eye, and it was called Heart Math. And it was a book about breath work and a book about how to use your emotion to start to self-regulate and change your emotional state. And so I remember it was really intriguing to me. Like usual, I jumped in with both feet and I bought three books at the time. It was Heart Math for Depression, Heart Math for Anxiety, Heart Math for Stress. And being a type A personality, I really wanted to eat it all up. And then they had this biofeedback technology that you could put on sensors onto your thumb or on your ear, and it would measure your heart rhythm and basically tell you when you were in this, what they call coherent state. At the time, I had no idea what coherence was. I just knew that you could change your heart and you can change your breath and you could use your emotion and you could get rid of anxiety. That was my kind of interpretation of it all. So I got their biofeedback equipment. I bought the books. I started doing the reading and I started practicing. And I realized that there was something here. I didn't know exactly what was here. I knew I felt more relaxed when I started doing their breath work, but I really didn't fully get clued in. It took me actually a couple of years of fooling around with it and trial and error to really understand what coherence was. And just so that your listeners understand, what we're trying to achieve is a state of balance or a state of energetic coordination between all the systems of your body. And you can achieve that using your breath. And there are many different types of breath works, as you were saying, different religions use different breath work, different yoga practitioners use different breath work, different therapies use breath work. But I have found that heart math was really the most accessible means. And what really turned me on to them is they did a lot of research on it to understand how the heart and the brain were in sync. And so there's a few concepts or a few aspects of this that really intrigued me. For those of you who don't understand the nervous system, when you breathe in, your heart rate goes up. And when you breathe out, your heart rate goes down. That's your nervous system. The system that energizes you, that gets more energized when you breathe in and your heart rate goes up. And the system that relaxes you, which is called your parasympathetic system, it relaxes as you breathe out. So you can use that knowledge to literally start to control your nervous system. So if you are too on edge, or you're too high energy or too stressed out, you could elongate your out breath to stimulate the relaxation response. If you wanted to get yourself more alert, you could actually increase your in-breath. So this knowledge can help you play with your physiological state. And I just started utilizing the breath work with myself. And when I started to get really good at it, that's when I started to teach it, use it with patients. And so what I wanted to do today is really go through what I would call heart math signature technique to give you an idea and your listeners an idea of how to use your breath and your emotional state to be able to help you self-regulate and change your emotional state as you want to.
I look forward to that, Mark. I do have a couple of questions before we start, though, because you mentioned using emotion, and typically any breath work I've looked into, you're using your breath to step out of the emotion. So I'm very curious about that. I'm sure you're going to go into that as you explain the technique.
I absolutely will. Our memories are much more triggered by an emotional state than thinking. In other words, you remember an event much more by how it made you feel than what was said. And so you can use your emotional state or memories of a different emotion to change your physiological state in the moment. So if I was right now visualizing myself hugging my dog, and you can not only think about that, but you can actually feel the hug or feel the emotion you felt when you were hugging the dog, you've now stimulated the parts of your brain that create the loving chemicals in your brain. And so what this is really about is creating new patterns. Most of us are so ingrained in the way we think. And I think it's Bruce Lipton, who wrote a book called The Biology of Belief, talks about that 95% of your day is really just programs written from the past. Really only about 5% of what goes on in your day is what's happening now, what you're choosing to happen. Most of it's a program that's happening. And so the idea is that if you're stuck in these patterns of these negative patterns, stressful patterns, they're creating stressful chemicals. And as your brain gets used to creating these stressful chemicals, you start getting more and more used to developing these stressful chemicals. And that's how people develop these anxiety disorders, where their body is just so used to creating this response. In some respects, people even feel almost addicted to those chemicals, because when you solve one problem, you'll have a lot of people that go, oh, now another problem is popped up, because your brain is literally searching for ways to create those chemicals. It's gotten used to it. So what HeartMath is about is getting used to creating the chemicals of joy, the chemicals of love, the chemicals of inspiration. And as you're utilizing your breath, you're breathing in and breathing out in a rhythmic fashion, which I'm going to show you. But as you're doing that, you're then trying to elicit an emotional state. Because what HeartMath has shown is as soon as you get into gratitude, as soon as you get into love, you change the rhythm of your heart. And so if you can imagine a sine wave, what goes up and then down, perfect sine wave, a perfect wave in the ocean, up and down like that. You can visualize the in-breath as you're up and the out-breath as you're down. And most people, when they are breathing, most people are chest breathers. They breathe like this. And it's shallow, and their lungs are being sucked up, and they're literally compressing their lungs, which can set off a stress response without doing anything else, just the way your breathing can be stressful. But when you start to breathe through your stomach and you let your diaphragm come down and your lungs expand, now you're encouraging the body to relax. And so now you've got your sympathetic parasympathetic system is more going parasympathetic, you're relaxing. And now that you're getting into that state, when you create an emotional response like love or gratitude, your brain starts producing those chemicals. And so by the way you're breathing and the way you're thinking, you're literally starting to create a new pattern in the brain. And so what HeartMath research has shown is literally as soon as you go into gratitude, your heart rhythm goes into this nice sine wave. Whereas before, it's this jagged little blips on the screen. And that's why their biofeedback technology is so valuable, because as you're doing the technique and you're hooked up, you can literally see your heart rhythm. And if you're in coherence, generally, you'll see this nice sine wave. And if you're not in coherence, you'll see this jaggedness. And so what was really cool for me the first time I saw it is that you start thinking about things you love and your heart rhythm changes and it goes into this sine wave and you start going, ah, I can change my physiology by the way I'm thinking and the way I'm feeling and the way I'm visualizing. And that really was what I guess attracted me to it. It wasn't just a philosophical concept that we're discussing. It wasn't just a yogi telling us about what their belief system is. This was, wow, I was able to see some research stating if you breathe and think and feel in this way, you can change your vital statistics. And so that's a very powerful thing for people like myself who not only are spiritual, but want to understand the why behind it.
And it's not that difficult to do, to pull up a memory that makes you feel good.
Yes.
Is this something that you would just sit for a time period through the day, maybe 20 minutes, is that sufficient? Or is this something you would practice throughout your day?
So great question. All of HeartMath techniques are designed to prepare you for stress, to help you handle stress, and then help you recover from stress. So you can do it before, during, or after stressful events. I always tell people, the technique I'm going to teach you today, I always tell people to practice it 2 to 3 minutes in the morning, 2 to 3 minutes in the evening without problems. This is not being in a stressful environment, and you can close your eyes to start with to really get into it. But as you start getting better at it, I want you to do it with your eyes open. And then I want you practicing before, during, and after stressful events. At first, I have people with their hands on their chest, their hands on their stomach, just as cues. But eventually, you don't need any of that. You could be on the bus. There could be a person beside you, and you could be sitting there in a stress response, and you could be doing this technique, and nobody around you would know because you're breathing in and out through your mouth. You're guiding your emotions, and you're doing it 30 seconds to a minute. And for me, just as my personal journey, I always thought that I was going to be able to get rid of anxiety. But the purpose is you don't want to get rid of anxiety. Anxiety is your guide. It's there to protect you. But because it becomes inappropriate and it becomes too much, or it becomes not relevant for a situation, and it seems inappropriate in that moment, you want to be able to change your physiological state because of choice. And the most powerful thing I can say is I know that I still have triggers. I know there are things that are going to make me anxious. But I have an incredible amount of confidence now that I can change my emotional state in 30 seconds to a minute. It doesn't take long. When people say it takes a long time to get over anxiety, you can change your state like that, but you've got to be direct. You've got to be focused. You've got to know the technique to do it, and you can change your physiological state. What you're talking about is a great practice, a meditation practice, 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour a day. I include that in my day. I personally meditate every day. But that is different than this. This is breath work that you're using very specifically to self-regulate your emotions before, during, or after stressful events.
Beautiful. And so many people need that tool that in the moment they can switch things. So please, Mark, show us.
Absolutely. So the first thing that I want you to understand is the breath work. Okay, so as we were talking about before, when you breathe in, your heart rate goes up. When you breathe out, your heart rate goes down. And so the idea is you want to have your heart rate going down and more relaxed. So just as a very general statement, you want your out breath to be a little bit longer than your in breath. So what I generally have people doing is put their hand on their chest, hand on their tummy. The hand on the chest should not move. Maybe at the very end of the breath, you'll see it go up a little bit. Yes.
Do you need both feet on the floor, or can you cross your legs?
Doesn't matter. I'm right now sitting cross-legged. So cross-legged, feet on the floor, it doesn't matter. This is just about you getting into your zone and being there in the moment.
So it really can be done anywhere in any position.
Anywhere, anytime.
Perfect.
So now you've got your hand here, you've got your hand on your tummy. What you're going to do is with some intention, okay, you're not doing it with no energy and you're not going crazy. You're just with some intention, you're going to breathe in through the nose for 4. So this is what it looks like. Right? You're not going, not really intense, and you're not just, it's just not light. It's give a bit of intention. And then you want to breathe out through pursed lips. And that looks like this. For about 6 seconds, in for 4, out for 6. So just try that right now. Hands on chest, hands on belly. And what you're doing is filling up your belly like it's a balloon. Your hands shouldn't move here. Your stomach should be going out like a balloon. And then out. So that's the first part, just that 4-6 breathing. The second step is now you're going to visualize, you're going to use your mind, and you're going to visualize the oxygen going in and out of your heart. You can picture it as white light. You can picture it as your breath, however you want to visualize it, but you're visualizing it going in and out of the heart. So let's try that. Okay, so now you've got your breath going in and out, you're visualizing it going in and out of your heart, and now you're going to bring on the third aspect to this, which is some type of uplifting emotion. Now, I wanted to take a second to explain this for a minute. There are some emotions that are easier than others. Some people can elicit different emotions easier than others. There's love, there's gratitude, there's relief, there's calm, right? There's peace. And all of those emotions are generally a little bit easier to attain than emotions like jubilation or excitement or more complicated like serenity. These are a little bit more intense emotions that it might take more practice to get to. So I want you to pick the easiest thing to help you elicit an emotion. So it could be lying on a beach. It could be sitting in a hot tub. It could be hugging a loved one. It could be eating a great meal. You're just visualizing it, and as if you're there, you're trying to feel it. And once you feel it, you'll know you're there. So the idea is to feel that emotion. Maybe it's giving your loved one a kiss. Maybe it's receiving a hug, whatever it is for you. So now I want to go ahead and try it. Do the breath work.
Mark, you'd like us to pull up a memory from our past, or if we don't have one, maybe we could create one.
Either one. There are some people that want to remember something from the past. There are people that want to just stay right in the moment. And so it's just think about anything in the moment that could make you feel that way. It's all about the emotion. So however you create it is absolutely fine. It's about you accessing that emotional state. Okay. So now I want you to try it. You're going to get into the rhythm again. Okay. If it helps you, for me, I know I used to picture going up the hill and down the hill, in breath and out breath, because as you get into that sine wave, you get into that rhythm, and then you're visualizing it going in and out of your heart. And then we're going to bring on an emotion. So let's try that. I'm counting 4, 6 at the beginning just to get into the rhythm. Picture that love feeling or gratitude or whatever it is that puts you into your zone. Start to feel that. Start to just let that enter your consciousness. Don't try. You don't have to try too hard. Just let that good feeling wash over you. And the idea is to try and sustain that positive emotion for as long as you can with this breath work, and just try to sustain it. So let's do about 2 or 3 more breaths. Take 4 seconds in, 6 seconds out, nice and relaxed. You're going to visualize the oxygen going in and out of your heart, and then something that's going to help you feel a little bit elevated in emotion, love, gratitude, joy, relief, calm. Anything that helps bring you back to the moment, just to remember how loving the world can be, how grateful you are for something. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And I just want you to check in with yourself and just to see how you feel in this moment. If you feel a little bit more grounded, if you feel that your heart's beating too quick, maybe you're breathing too fast, maybe you're really breathing slowly, so you're feeling really sleepy at this moment. Just check in with yourself and see how you feel. So that is what they call their quick coherence technique. At the beginning, you want to practice this with eyes closed. And then as you get better and better at it, you can practice with your eyes open. But the one point that I really want to impress upon you is the most important aspect of this is feeling the emotion. And so I want to relate to you a story that I had when I first got this. My daughter right now is turning 17. Or she is 17, but this happened when she was 6 years old. So it was 11 years ago. I was trying to understand heart math a little bit. And I was on my bed and I was sitting there with the biofeedback equipment on my thumb. And I'm breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth. And I'm thinking about calm blue ocean and clouds. And I'm thinking about so many different things that I love. But one of the things about heart math that you can work against yourself is I had the technology on and the technology was staying red. And when you get into coherence, it goes green and it makes a nice beeping sound. And oh, I'm in coherence. So I was sitting on my bed and it was red. And for me, it was the opposite of what I wanted to happen. I was sitting there getting frustrated, trying to get into coherence, which is exactly the opposite of what we're trying to do here. You're not supposed to use the technology to get you frustrated. It's a tool, but you're not supposed to allow it to get to you. So I did. I allowed it to get to me and it was starting to frustrate me. So I took a second. Sat back in my bed and I thought, okay, let me regroup here. How can I feel something that's real for me? And so I just sat with it for a minute. And the first thing that came to my mind was my daughter jumping into my arms to give me a hug. And in that moment, I felt the hug. I didn't just visualize it. I felt her arms. I felt the kiss. I felt the warmth of her body. And really, I felt the love of the hug. And instantly, I felt this whoosh come over me. And I didn't need it, but in the moment, I did hear that bing, and the technology went to green, and the sine wave was perfect. And it was just this moment that I needed no explanation for. I felt coherent. I felt empowered. I felt alive. And for the first time, and I've been using this for about 2 years already, for the first time, I thought, aha, coherence is a thing. It is actually a state that you can attain. It's not just this concept that is unattainable. It was actually happening. And it was that moment that propelled me forward to say, okay, there's something here that now I can master and get into. That was the moment for me that I needed to be able to say this existed. And so don't get frustrated. I want you to play with this, and it's better to treat it like a playful thing than it is a serious thing, because you want to get into that joy and gratitude type of mindset. But when you feel it, you will know you're there, and you will feel that sensation, and you're going to want to replicate it. And that's the sensation you want at any time of the day. And it's accessible to you. You just have to get used to practicing and being able to get it.
I definitely feel more peaceful, more calm, more relaxed, and almost I'm smiling on the inside.
That's an awesome way of describing it.
And really so quick.
Listen, sometimes it takes me 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes me 30 seconds. But when you're there and when you feel it, you understand it. And for me, the most important, I think, concept is that we can use our positive emotions to literally change the way we interact with the world around us, right? It changes your relationships. It helps you to achieve much more on a daily basis by being able to get into a coherent state. You spend less energy. So now you're feeling more energized by the end of the day. You're able to communicate and express your ideas with people much better. So the idea of using the emotion of love and gratitude and all of these positive uplifting emotions to affect you on a daily basis, I think is a very powerful concept. And so this is attainable for everybody. It's just about learning how to do it. And in the Coherence Revolution, although we talk about many other concepts, we talk about how to use our senses in the world around us to change our physiological state. The course is designed so that in between all of those topics, we're learning different heart math techniques. There's probably 6 or 7 different heart math techniques about how to communicate, how to use it with loved ones, how to get out of different anxiety states. And so the idea is that as you're diving in and doing some self-inquiry during the course and figuring out how to create a life that works for you, you're learning how to do this breath work as well. And so I think the two go really well together.
Now, you're talking about using your environment to change your state. Are you looking specifically at environments that are beautiful, calming, peaceful, relaxing, loving environments? Or can you do this when you're in an environment that's a mess?
What I'm talking about is you look at your life and you go, let's say I live 2 kilometers from work. And I have the choice every day to go downstairs. I walk. I want to get healthy. I'm going to walk to work every day. But I can walk right down Main Street. And when you walk down Main Street, there's lights and cars and traffic and smog and chemicals. And it puts your brain into what I would call a beta rhythm. Beta rhythm is the highest frequency. It's the most alert, but it's also fight or flight. It's stress. Now, if you take that same walk and you say, you know what? It might take me 10 minutes longer, but I'm going to go through the park and I'm going to go and be in the trees before I go to work. Being in that environment, being in a foresty environment, puts your brain in more of an alpha state, which is more like hypnosis, which is more like relaxation. Alpha is like when you're reading a book and you go, wow, it's been 2 hours. I don't even believe the time went by. Alpha is a more relaxed rhythm and it's a more healthy rhythm for the brain to be in instead of this high beta. And so if you start to look at your world around you, how to use it on a daily basis, that's one of those things. You can choose the way you walk to work. And instead of putting your brain in beta, you can put it in alpha. You can choose to move your desk at work. Instead of looking at a wall, you can choose to put it in front of a window that overlooks a field. Or if you don't have that, you can choose to put up a picture of your family that inspires you. Like the idea is that you're using your senses and you're using the world around you to create a physiological change in your body so that when you get home at night, there might be an essential oil that you put on when you enter the home that really relaxes you for the evening. But when you get up in the morning, maybe you have an essential oil that you smell in the morning that keeps you alert and gets you excited for the day. So you can use smells, you can use tastes, you can use the clothes you wear, right? There's certain clothes that you're like, oh, I'm ready to be comfy. And there's other clothes that you go, I'm ready to be professional and really be respected. So there's different ways that we can change our physiological state, our moods, our focus, by the way we utilize our world. And so what the course does is it gives you the opportunity to dive in to each of your senses, to all the people that you know, to the thoughts you think, to the places you go, and how can you design them so that on a daily basis, you're creating options for yourself to change your physiological state when you want to.
Mark, tell us a little bit more about your course, Coherence Revolution.
The Coherence Revolution is partly live, partly recorded. There's 23 videos. It's 6 sessions. Each of the videos are 10, 15, 20 minutes. And in the videos, they will take you through a little bit of how to do the breath work. And then we will go through concepts of how to do the self-inquiry. And there's a lot of both. We go back and forth between diving into one of the senses and then learning breath work, diving into one of the senses, doing breath work. And we're doing that back and forth over the course of the 6 sessions. But eventually near session 4 or 5, we start to put it all together. So in one of them, there's an exercise I have people do, which is finger painting. And we will finger paint to a track of 30 different types of music. And the idea is for you to start to see how your flow changes based upon the different music that you're listening to. And so we get into it. We're a little playful. We want people to do some of the self-inquiry on their own and some during the course. And then by the very end, you're going to be creating a document called your daily time schedule. And what that is, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, everything that you want to do in your schedule, everything that you want as part of your life. And then you're going to add the next step of what emotions do you want to feel during different times of your day? And then you're going to use your toolbox to say, how can I attain those emotions? And so that you understand that to get home at the end of the day, you've got 4, 5, 6 things that you can do to facilitate the emotions you want to feel. And it's all about your life. You're creating it the way you want to. And so at the end, you're going to have this document that you're going to be able to use and follow and change and adapt. And whenever you want to change it, you can change it. But it's the way that you want to follow this process so that you're living a happy life. Now, the recorded course is going to be combined with the live sessions. And during the live sessions, we are going to be doing breath work. We're going to be doing some of these breakout rooms so that you can learn how to practice emotions with people. You're going to be able to get feedback from people of how they're practicing emotions and how they're going through the different worksheets and workbooks. The live is really about an hour every few weeks, and we're going on, and it's almost like group coaching, but you're going to learn the heart math techniques, and you're going to learn how to use the world around you. And we're going to go through each of the topics one by one, and that'll be over the 6 different sessions live. And so that'll be it. And when people sign up for the course, you'll have access to be able to actually do the lives. Even though it's a 3-month kind of program, you'll have access to the lives for a year so that if you want to keep coming back and be able to hang out with us and learn a little bit more and practice, that'll be open to you as well.
Very good. And where can people learn more?
If you go to www.coherencerevolution.com, all the information is there. For your listeners, special for today, I really wanted to at least make it easier for people to join. If you use the code CR30, that will give you 30% off the course. However you want to do that, there's the recorded course. There's the recorded course with the live option. So you can use that code and get 30% off. And then if you have any questions, please feel free, email me at drmhalpern@rogers.com. You can email me, reach out to me. If there's any questions you have, I'm happy to take you through them and help you on your journey.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark, for returning as my guest.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to this week's edition of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You will find all of our conversations on YouTube, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio. Come visit me at thoughtchange.com. and learn what energy medicine can do for you. And while you're there, check out my program, Alchemy from the Inside Out. We'll see you again next time.